Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I was thinking that I was going to teach something new this morning, but I just felt an impression to do, maybe just take it a bit further on spiritual warfare. So, this is spiritual warfare part 7. So, whatever is left, when we come back another day, we'll continue. You can't finish the Bible. Alright? So let's read. I'm probably going to try and stay behind the pulpit here so that I can be very fast. So let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 10 to 11. So I'll need the media guys to be very fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, it's good for you to learn how, you know, to come to church with your Bible and learn how to open the Bibles, because some people are looking for Nahum. The book of Nahum. They are looking for the guy in the New Testament. Nahum is somewhere in the Old Testament, towards the later, you know. And when you are, you know, because of digitization, you know, science and, you know, tech, sometimes you forget that certain guys are actually in the Old Testament. In those days, as young children, we were asked to recite during the Sunday school quiz all the books. Some of you remember. In the Bible, and you will see people will be clapping. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Oh my God, people know Bible here. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, should we take it from the middle? Maybe you will still be there. So please try to sometimes open the book and just read it. Pastor David Olakole. Hallelujah. Okay, do we have the scripture? Now, I want us to read. Look at this. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes, forgave I it in the person of Christ. Now, this is a beautiful scripture. Please go to the next verse. But this is not my area of emphasis, but this is beautiful. Paul is telling us that there are some things we do not because we feel like doing it. You don't forgive a person simply because the person says, I'm sorry. You forgive it because you're a spiritual person. There are some people that will never apologize. If you like, cry fire. Even let the spirit of Elijah be on you. They will not say sorry. Because their mouths become very heavy. They are not used to it. Some people all their lives, people apologize to them. They are not used to apologizing to people. So Paul said, in this particular matter, I do it because of Christ. So sometimes people get on your wrong side. Just do it because of Christ. You won't feel it. God may not even bless you for doing it. But just do it for what? For the sake of who? Of Christ. Now look at the reason Paul gave us. He said what? Lest. What does the word lest mean? So that. Come on, are you here now? Hello? Are you still here? Now, in the previous verse, he said, I do it because of Christ. But he now gave us a reason. Please, give me Amplified. Let's see if Amplified, we take out this word lest. Because this word lest was the language spoken by my forefathers. Look at this. To keep Satan. The reason why we forgive is so that what? Please, I want you to repeat after me. To do what? To keep Satan from what? Oh. Now, it did not, the scripture did not say you are not a spiritual person. The scripture said, if you allow your emotions get the better of you, regardless of your spirituality, Satan will do what? Now, have you ever watched, some of you don't watch ball here, you are very spiritual. You are very, very spiritual. You only watch the matches played by angels. You don't watch Messi, Ronaldo. Some of you are even clubless. You are clubless. All of you in that WhatsApp group, you see me after the service. Some of you are put you in Napoli. Go and start from Napoli. And all those Division 2 will share you since. We know you won't even watch the thing. So we'll just, but just for you to say you have a club. So when we are talking, you can put your mouth. Have you ever watched Ronaldo get past somebody within the 18-yard box? Or maybe more like my regular guy, Messi. Yes, the mercy of God. Alright? So if you've seen someone like Messi do his thing, or the best of them all, JJ Okocha, one of the most top 5 skillful players in the world. Ronaldinho, JJ Okocha, and a few other. I'm talking about skill. The ability to use the ball in a real match. Not dress rehearsal. Not, what do they call that thing? Not friendly. I'm talking about when we are doing training. I'm not talking about training. I'm talking about the ball is coming in a real match and he does that skill. Huh? And he takes advantage, pushes the keeper to this place and puts the ball in the net. That's what the scripture means when it says take advantage. Somebody is in your 18 yard and instead of taking the ball directly to you, it makes you look like a dummy even though you are spiritual. And God says the moment a believer chooses to convince himself on the reason to walk in unforgiveness, that no matter how spiritual you are, Satan will take advantage of you. It's like giving yourself a red card. Come on, are you with me here? Because most times, the reason why we don't forgive is because we feel justified about that situation. Yes. And God is saying the justification is not the problem. The problem here is that you have brought in JJ Okocha into your 18-yard. All your strikers and defenders, they are outside. So you have, JJ, we have the opportunity to sweat, make your keeper sweat and cry before you people come back. He will take the ball, put it on the line of the goalpost, bring it back. Then shoot, pass it again, brings it back. Everybody on the on that, they will just be crying that, he has finished this man's career. Say, let Satan, to keep Satan from taking advantage of us. Hello, is this scripture written to Christians? Please look at that scripture, because some of you are not sure. Is that scripture written to Christians? Was it written to unbelievers? You see, unbelievers have already been taken advantage of. Their case is concluded. But why Satan may not have power over the Christian, but he has strategies, schemes. Look at that scripture. He said, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not what? So when we choose to forgive, it is because we are not ignorant. We know that unforgiveness opens a door to Satan. A big door that only ghost fire cannot shut. Are you here now? Fasting and prayer cannot shut the door. Opened by what? Unforgiveness. Come on, are you here now? 7 days and night of vigil. Or joining an online meeting, prophetic apostolic meeting with Prophet Ayo Jeje and the assistant prophet Benga Shafe. We not solve this problem. In fact, if anything, they will just tell you, go and forgive. Don't pray, go and forgive. The person might have really hurt you. Might have been your mother or your brother or that guy who promised you heaven and earth, even though he doesn't have any to give you. I mean, for you to be deceived, they must tell you something. Are we together? For you to be deceived, somebody must tell you something. Say so we're getting married by August. August. Do you like August? Okay, let's do it on your birthday. Like, wow, very spiritual and very romantic. Then you went to your parents and you told them, Mama, Papa, this is the best decision under redemption. Huh? How are you sure? Do you know where is it from? Say from Missia language. Say what? Say is a Christian. Tongue speaking. He's a prayer warrior. But listen. If you are living in, because some people, they are not just not forgiving, they are living in it. Are you with me now? They are living inside unforgiveness, and they think that because they are justified, it exonerates them. No, what did Paul say? Give me that scripture again. He said, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not what? So it is possible to be spiritual and ignorant. For you not to be ignorant, you must get a kind of knowledge. Come on, are you with me now? Now, don't romance what I'm telling you. I want you to pay attention as if we only have two people in this room now. Lest Satan, when you go back home, if you are married or you have your friend, take these two verses, 2 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11, and study together. The issue of Satan taking advantage of us was tied directly to unforgiveness. And when I begin to get to the heart of this message, you will understand what I'm saying. He says, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Hallelujah. Many times as believers, we are looking for the devil in the wrong places. One of Satan's greatest strategy against believers is through the use of familiar spirits. Then we are talking about spiritual warfare. My goal today is to let you know why some of your prayers are not answered. Are you with me now? Are you with me? I said my goal today is to tell you why some of us are fasting and praying, but we are not seeing results. As it has to do with spiritual warfare. Huh? That's what I want to explain. That some of our parents, they go to churches where they have been fighting the devil since 1945. And these devils have refused to go. When many of them say, die, 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 it's because of the spirit of vengeance. That gospel sells. Unfortunately, when you get to a place like Australia, my friend who is a pastor in Australia, are you hearing me clearly? Or is it this? Is there an echo inside my head? Are you hearing me clearly? Okay. So please be guiding me. My friend in Australia said, he's a pastor in Redeem. He used to be my technical director in school. The guy said, most of the pastors that came from Nigeria, they resigned that they can't be pastors again. They didn't backslide though. But they said they just want to be coming. Why? Why don't you want to be a pastor? Say, all the things we do here, you cannot do it here. All the things we use as messages and prayer points, you can't do it there. Nobody will listen to you. You know why? Everything works. Say, you ancient powers, they are not here. They are there, but you know, people don't know how to prove this case. So many of them are living in a society where for the first time they are not worried about the power supply going off. You turn on your tap, water is flowing. You can actually drink the water. Some of you, okay, how many of you have you drank the water coming from your tap? Can you try it? Eh? Even after you have treated that thing, you are still looking at that thing with a suspicious. Say many of them came to Australia and they noticed they were living in a society where everything works. So the question is, what message do you preach to people that Jesus can make them happy, that Jesus can save them, when everything they have is around them? So when I was preaching for him, he told me that, Pastor, don't pray for miracle here. Say, because here, miracle is not our problem. If you are ready to walk, you can make your money, your house rent in 3 days. Saturday, Sunday, you are paid times two what you earn Monday to Friday. Because they know that weekend you are supposed to rest. So anybody that comes to work during Saturday, Sunday, weekend, they pay them times two. So you will have the head of the choir telling pastor that, Pastor, you know that my rent is not complete. I have to go to the office on Saturday and Sunday. And you cannot tell them no, because you don't have money to give them. What is, who is saying hallelujah then? Eh? Do you understand the situation? The system works. Nobody wants to know your name or your face. Can you do it? That's the work. So I told her, I said, this is the kind of message I should be preaching to. Because now what now happens is that many of the Christians who are moving from Nigeria and Africa are coming there and they are impregnating people. They resigned thinking they were being spiritual, because you are confronted with a reality that you cannot defend again because of a change of location. So now, instead of pastor refused to tell you to come to church. Now they are calling pastor to come and stand for you because you have impregnated a Sudanese. People are now being exposed to witchcraft because now Monday to Monday they are going to work in order to make two ends meet. Alright? And then when you talk to them, they will tell you that, Pastor, I hope you know that one road does not lead to the market. I say, but you can only take one road at a time. So now people that came in on fire for Jesus are losing their salvation because they are unable to defend their faith in a system that works. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the strategies of the enemy. Now, today, today is a blessed day, amen? And in case some of you are not aware that it has started raining in Nigeria, today I officially announce as the rainmaker that the rains have started. So, all you people, as you go today, go to the markets. Go to the cities. Go to the villages. Get your rain boots. Get your umbrellas. Get two. Get your raincoat. For officially today, we declare the rains are here. Amen. So, don't blame anybody. It's the season. Somebody told me this one. He says it's the season. Yeah, Pastor Tokwe, he says the season. So, you must act in accordance with what? The season. Some of you should pray that this rain should fall tomorrow. There's public holiday. You stay at home. Praise God. In my former church, my pastor will fix meeting. I don't know how he does it. He knows all the public holidays from December. For the next year, he would just tell us, so day we are coming to church. So then I was like, how do they say there's public holiday? I said, I work in a bank. I don't know the public holiday until they send the mail. The man has calculated everything. I said, I beg, I'm not going to call this church again. Yeah, every public holiday, the man has set trap for us. So you have to come. It's a leadership summit. Don't forget leadership. Baba, we want to rest. You might not appreciate me in this church. Very soon now, I'll start fixing meeting. All of them are going to come. And then I will preach. Wow. Sometimes I used to wonder if God found the right person when he called me, because I'm not a meeting person like that. Among all my friends, I'm the only one that does not like OD meetings. So how can you be a pastor if you don't like OD? Tell your neighbor, you need certain kind of knowledge to beat the strategy of the enemy. And from this scripture, I already told you, if you justify unforgiveness, there is no prayer that can insulate you from that attack. It's in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11. Don't go about and say you are justified. I already showed you from the Bible. Don't go about and say, do you know what she did to me? What the scripture says that, yes, you want vengeance, but you must dig two graves. One for that person and the second for you. Nothing can be as dangerous as to be humiliated and yet for you to say, Father, forgive them. For they do not know what they do. That means if they knew what they were doing, they would not have done it. So that you are an old man does not mean you know what you are doing. That you are a beautiful woman does not mean that you know what it takes to make a marriage work. That you have lived with your aunt since you were young and you took care of all the children in the house because you are the oldest does not translate to you being a good mother. You may be a good house help. Because some people confuse these things. They think, oh, because I can take care of children. I've taken care of so many young children. It means I'm going to make a good mother. Being a wife is a ministry. All that you have been sponsoring your younger ones to school, you've been paying their school fees, does not automatically mean you'll be a good father. Most of us are deficient in the kind of knowledge. If you are dealing with a devil that is operating on 2D or on 3D and you are on 2D, you cannot handle it. Or Web 3.0. Are you familiar with Web 3.0? Some of you are not familiar. Shout amen. God bless you. Because some people will not talk. And I'll be using volcanic language. Not knowing that you are just saying amen. You don't even know what Web 3.0 is. But if Robin Bo comes, maybe I will ask him to give us a summary. Because even when he asked me, I asked him, what is that? When he said it, I said, what is that? Mana, what is this? So it's not everything God does that you understand. So you must learn how to ask questions. My emphasis this first service is to talk about practices. And that's why I started with that scripture. Practices that open doorways to Satan. What did I call it? Practices, things that we do that open doorways to Satan. Doorways that prayer cannot cancel. Do you want to hear another message? You are going forward. I say you are going forward. People are talking now. See, some of the things I'm telling you, there are things you go to some places, you hear them at workers retreat, leadership. What I'm telling you now, we are putting resource tool in your hand. Can stop the devil wherever. Once you see it, you can identify it. Some people prefer for you not to know so that you're always depending on them. Me, I choose to give you your independence so that you know how to, you can also train others. Practices that can open doors to Satan. Open the door of your family wide. Let me read something very quickly before we jump into that. I have about 14 of those practices. So wherever I stop, you Google the rest. Or you ask the Lord. Because some people trust Google more than Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 20, very quickly from verse 1 to 7. Exodus 20. Please tell your neighbor, Exodus is part of the Bible. Tell your neighbor, Exodus is part of the Bible. Exodus chapter 20, are we there? From verse 1 to 7. And God spoke all these words saying. Are you waiting for me? I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt what? Now, does this sound like a suggestion?
It's a command.
It says what? Thou shalt have no other gods.
You see, this thing, if you are not looking at it carefully, you would think that what it means is that somebody is just worshipping idols. What God is primarily addressing here is what I call considerations. Hey, are you here now? Considerations. Do you know what I mean by considerations? Things that you consider before going to God. Ah, this thing, let's use wisdom. Everything is not prayer. There are things we trust, systems we trust, people, opportunities, jobs, things that we trust and we put so much confidence in them. So God says, if there are things we put before Him, most of these people are in church on Sunday. Many of them will never admit that they are idol worshippers. Give me that scripture. Are you here now? Are you still here? Now, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image. Now, for all of you, please stay on this scripture. All of you that go to some churches, and before, when you get to the altar, you do your hand like this. When I was in the choir in Anglican church, some of you people don't know, I've gone far. Wait. If I tell you the number of churches I've attended in my life, let me not even start with the first one, because that one is questionable. That one is a big question mark. Very big. I use the razor, it didn't go. When I became a Christian, I started going to Methodist church. Because for me, any church was better than where I was coming from. Then from there, I started going to Apostolic Faith. From Apostolic Faith, sometimes I'll go to Baptist. The Baptist of that time is not the one that you are seeing today. The Baptist of that time, you go, you will hear Bible. And you may even get baptized. From Baptist, I went to Oasis of Love, you know. And that was where my father gave his life to Christ. When I got to the... Now, these are minus the small, small ones I sneak in. Now, when I got to the Southwest, I started attending Redeem. From Redeem, I attended TREM. So, I would do a full list. I think I'm forgetting them now. TREM, and a few other churches by the side, but majorly TREM. From TREM, I moved to the one I attended here. Then at some point, I used to attend Lateran. At some point, I was attending Winners. I would trek like 2 hours to go for 6 a.m. service. So I would take a bus to a place somewhere in Accra, then I would trek. So because in my own church, in my own Redeemed church, they normally come late. So I'll first go for Covenant Hour of something. I will attend first service. By 8 a.m., I'm charged. I'm not coming back for workers' meeting. We say, today, this covenant day of delivery shall be. I'm charged. So when I can just say, hey, good morning, my God. I'm just looking at the. Me, I don't chop. I don't belly full. So I was attending Winners. I was attending Redeem at the same time. Till I found my way. Yeah, in verse 1. And I hope this is the last bus stop for me. Because I don't know. God can tell me to move to South Korea. Thou shalt not make any graven image. I'm saying all these stories because some of these churches, I remember us in Anglican church, and we used to have one robe we used to wear, the choir members. I used to believe that those of us that are serving, we are closer to God. So then we file in. We'll go and sit down in that cubicle. We are the ones close to God. Until I saw that my reverend was the remaining wine that we use for Holy Communion. Alcohol, not even all this small, small thing. My darkini, you go pour the thing for big cup. You will not need that in front of the altar. Reverend Alegbe. Maybe there's something I don't understand, sir, but so all that caricature, all those things we are doing service for those of us small, small boys. When we go to the many or tea, the guy will carry the tea. Balance. begin to lame. Begin to enjoy. But he's a man of God, though. He's a man of God. I respect him. So, but we're always bowing down to this cross. And God says, thou shalt not. Whether it's the image of Mary, Saint Joseph, Saint Molumba, Saint Solomon, Saint Benga, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above. Oh, this is what Jesus looks like. Please, just read your Bible. Because sometimes people are making me international enemies because they think I don't like them. It's in the Bible. That Jesus on your calendar is not our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be deceived. That hat that you are seeing him holding, it was an artist that painted it. It has nothing to do with Christ. Do not make the image of anything that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water. You see these three layers? Those are where territorial powers, that's where they dwell. So if you are one of the people that they gave birth to, they took you to River Yeyoshun, and they soak you, they baptize you in the water. Yeyoshun blessed you and put you inside water. You now wonder why you like spending 3 hours at the bathroom. You are always bathing. The spirits that they dedicated you to, they have not left you. Even though you say you are born again, you are speaking in tongues. You need to come for deliverance. Tell your neighbor, deliverance. And you are lucky, I don't even charge. You are so lucky that I don't charge. I'm the only pastor that does not charge. As well as I don't charge. Better appreciate what you have. Look how the scripture says. He said, thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting. Oh! Oh! That means when you violate this law, this is what God said. He said, I will visit this iniquity. Nobody has the power to command your worship. No creature. In fact, Paul said, if any angel says anything other than what I'm teaching now, that angel will be cursed. No being, no supernatural experience can replace the worship of God. He said, I will visit this iniquity up to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So that means God categorized idol worshippers as people who hate him. Come on, are you here? God can use any man to bless you, but you must not see any man as your source. Are we together? Don't go to people and say, if you don't help me, nobody. The moment you say that, you have elevated the person above God. Sir, please, can you help me? No, I cannot. That's it. Don't need and start rolling on the floor like a hopeless person. These first three commandments, we must obey. The Jesus coming to die did not negate this one. Come on. Are you here now? Hello? I say Jesus coming to the earth to die did not negate you shall have no other gods besides me. Are we together? Oh, the church is quiet. Are we together? So let me quickly run you through a few practices that can open doors to Satan. Number one, tattoos. Now there's going to be quarrel. Whether it's a pastor that is doing it, whether they are writing Jesus on their body, The scripture says you shall not mark or cut your flesh. See me later for clarification on your own matter. She's asking me that those of them that have what do you call this thing? Tribal marks. Okay. As the rainmaker, today I officially announce you are forgiven. Say your neighbor, say tell your neighbor tattoos. There have been cases when during deliverance, prayers were being made, and the person was not getting free. The moment we anointed the area where there was a tattoo, fire started burning there. I'm not joking. It seems to be a trend. We even find a lot of Christians, my church Christians, who draw tattoos on their body. Some are even claiming that it's Jesus, the cross. Do you know that many, oh my God, do you know that many of these guys who operate these shops, these tattoo shops, do you know that there are incantations, things they say to those needles? Do you know that the oils that they use, oil, they say some kind of prayers on them? They will not tell you. It takes an insider to show you what is going on there. Whether I call it acupuncture or call it a tattoo or whatever, listen to me. Please pay attention. And I'm speaking from an insider source. You can receive demons that will begin to oppress you just by taking yourself. There's a kind of music and sound that goes on there. There are some of these needles that they use, and if you see an insider, you will see them doing things like this. That's the needle they want to use on your body. They tell you that if you ask, they say they are paying homage to the energy around them. They are activating the energy around them so that you can become one with nature. They tell you all those sweet nonsense. Listen, while it may not be everyone, but your exposure level is extremely high. There was a lady that drew a large cross, the cross of Christ, on her spine. From her neck down here. Large cross. 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 Not serpent. Cross. But she was being tormented. This is one of the major gateways. In fact, when the prayer, you know, the person ministering to her kept, the Lord was saying, Abak, 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 Abak. Oh, and we have some very powerful deliverance ministers so that have been seen of late, and they are young women. This is a young woman talking here. Say she was praying for the lady, and the Lord was saying, Abak, Abak, Abak. What is her, like, she just, this thing is not leaving my head. Sorry, what is at your back? Oh, no, I got a tattoo. Oh, okay, where's my anointing? We know what to do now. The moment they anointed her back, see smoke coming out. Literal smoke. The demons began to react. Be careful. It's not anything to be proud of. The scripture says, do not cut. You see, all those things that are in the Old Testament that looks like they are laws, there are things God put there deliberately to insulate you from attack and from exposure to Satan. It's not because if you want to cut your ear in two, cut it. Come on, are you here now? Number two. Doorways that expose you to satanic attack. Attending occultic events or meetings. Attending occultic events or meetings. New Yam Festival, New Beans Festival, New Gari Festival, Pounded Yam Festival, and those other ones that they do in your village. And because your father is a chief, a high chief, you have to be there. Occultic events. What are examples of occultic events? Apart from those traditional ones. New Age. Rosicrucian. Attending meetings where their primary agenda does not glorify God. Meetings where there are practices
where they call on nature, on mother nature, or they call on the energy around them, or vibrations. They are using some of these languages, vibrations. Be careful. Any meeting that does not exalt Christ can expose you to doorways that Satan can exploit you through. Number three, visiting false prophets and having them lay hands on you. No prophet will tell you he's false. You are the one who will check their fruit. There's a church somewhere in Ogun State. Every Sunday they offer sacrifice, animal sacrifice. Come on, are you here now? Animal sacrifice. And when they finish the drama, everybody will eat. That's how they share the grace. And they share the blood. They are reenacting. The man is quoting the law of Moses as his scriptural background. And when they come there, they come from morning to night. Some people, many of them stay in the church premises. So you find, even in Lagos, you find those things around Egbeda, Ikotun, Shasha, Meran. You can't find them in around Lekki, Ikoyi, but you find them Igomu. Many of these people hide and try to mimic. They try to mimic the God of the Bible. But the spirit flowing there is Antichrist. And I told you, familiar spirits are even more dangerous than evil spirits. Are you here? Don't say, I just escorted my friend to that church. They are doing annual Thanksgiving. Annual Thanksgiving. Some of you are laughing now, but you will get up now and go and do just what I spoke against. The problem we have in this generation is that people love to hear, but never to do. Some people believe it can never be them. May you not have the kind of problem that will take you to Ikotun. Because when you are pressed and you don't know what to do, you will just be telling, see, anywhere they can solve my problem. It's God that answers prayers. It's God that answers prayers. I don't have anywhere to go. Once they are praying there, praying to who? False prophets. False prophets, they can tell you your number, tell you your address, tell you what you ate yesterday, but they can never reveal Christ. Everything they tell you is about what familiar spirits can also tell you. If somebody is telling you your name and number, that thing must be leading you back to Christ. But if all you are telling me is that, oh, you have a twin sister, she looks like you, you have this, you have that, yesterday you were eating rice around 7 p.m. Say, yes, man of God, yes, man of God. You are about to be deceived. I looked inside your fridge and I saw tomatoes on the right side. What does that? Sir, do you have a word from the Lord? Can you please tell us what God is saying? Say tomatoes. I see tomatoes. Yes, I have tomatoes. If I want to make it difficult, I'll say, actually, there are no tomatoes in my... Meanwhile, there are tomatoes, but I'll deny it so that you'll be confused. And then they will just... There's something called magic hand. So you people don't... You see... It's not enough to know the Bible. You must know your enemy. The Bible says, do not be ignorant of his devices. If you don't understand his devices, how can you know? So somebody wants to lay hands on you, then he does like this, and then he does like this, and then he does his leg like this. And you ask yourself, what does that have to do with prayer? If you want to pray, pray. They say, it's shamanism. It's called shamanism. Hello? I say it's called what? Shamanism. Shaman. Just do their hand like this. You yourself, you start moving like that. Then they do like this. You start moving like this. Then they do like this. I have one of those videos I used to put on my status. The guy will do like this. And as he's doing like that, you'll be falling. You'll be bouncing. I'll put it on the status today so all of you can watch it. See? Power. I thank God I'm anointed. If not, people will say it's bad belly. That I'm only talking because I'm not anointed. Stay away from false prophets. They open doorways. It doesn't end with your visit there. Why will you go to a false prophet and they can actually see your future? You, and you call yourself a child of God. They can see you. They can see you. You that you are in the presence of God. A prophet below you saw you in the spirit and it's not confused. It's not saying I'm your ring cocoa. I can't see anything. It's saying I actually see you. Ah, that's not good. Your neighbor is not good. Number four. What's the first thing? Tattoos. If you have them, you need deliverance. Yes. Tell your neighbor deliverance. Don't just tell yourself, I won't do it again. You need deliverance. The door is open. I saw a popular woman of God recently. She said, oh, I got a tattoo. I said, you these Americans, you don't understand spiritual things. For an American, once it feels good, they are okay. So I got a tattoo. Somebody's asking me, are tattoos good or bad? I say, well, I just got my. Hey, you are clapping. As old as you are, what you did not do as a young Christian is what you want to be doing as an old woman. Sexual practices with animals. Aha. That is getting quiet. Please, for you to convince me you are not participating in this one, you have to be laughing or talking because I need to be sure I'm talking to the right people. Sexual practice with animals. And you'll be shocked how many people are in this particular group. There are groups online, closed groups. They have to invite you for you to see what's going on there. This is what goes on there. Some of them, you can become a millionaire overnight by participating in something like this. But the matter does not end there. And believe me, I know this particular one I'm talking. I know it very well. Sometimes it starts with when you are having a craving and you don't know where to turn to. And the Satan will begin to put in your mind, look at that dog. Look at it. That's how it starts for most of them. You just feel, I just have to do something to get this pressure. And once you bypass the first line, no going back. These are things that the Lord forbids. If you see somebody that does it and he or she is telling you that you need to be wise, the 21st century millionaire is not the one that goes to work 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. He's the one that is smart. That's what they tell you and they make you feel bad. Everybody is advertising product online. Everybody wants to teach you how to do this. Everybody wants to do this. It's a lie. If you knew the secret, why would you want to tell me? No, you think about it. You want to tell me how to make $1,000 every month. And you know the secret. You have tried it. And you want to tell me. Don't you know it's your market I will be competing for? You will keep attending online seminars. Say one day you calculate the money you have spent. You realize that you have some people have bought a car on your money. That when they say they made one, it was your money that they calculated. This particular aspect of sexual practices with animals, these are things you should expect in the days to come, more and more. People will come out, they will be very bold. In fact, the last week I had a visual impression in my spirit and I saw a new application like Instagram that became popular. Eh? More popular than Instagram. And it had no rules. Anything you like, do. Anything you like. But they were not so tolerant to Christian belief systems. So you are going to see things like that there. Sexual practices with animals. Number five. Sexual practices with same gender.
same gender. This one is happening even among believers. And some of them are saying, but I'm still filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm speaking in tongues. Gone are those days when you will see two young, wonderful sisters who stay together, and you assume that because they are sisters, everything is well. No, go and check them very well. Go and check them. Same gender. This gender. This other gender. A lady said to me, I prefer same gender because even if we break up, I won't feel like, this was when everybody was still doing it codedly. I won't feel like the guy cheated me. I will know it is wee-wee. That's what she said to me, that it's wee-wee. Same gender. And then you ask her, so how do you really get fulfillment from? She said, it's in your mind. Fulfillment is a thing of the mind. That's what she said. So she said, if I find a man, good. But if I find a woman, better. And she's a 200 level student. 200 level. So when you think that, oh, you are waiting for your wife to graduate before you marry her, maybe it's what is left you will marry. Because as her 200 level, she may be a Christian, but who are the people in her room? So these things open doorways. They open doorways for Satan to come in. And most times when people are now facing the repercussion of what they are doing, they will not remember that 200 level, 300 level, this is what they were doing, and that was the door they opened. Prayer and fasting will not close it. It is repentance. You will notice I did not talk about fornication, because we should not be talking about that one. Those ones are the constants. You understand? They are the constant. We should not be emphasizing those ones. But I'm talking about the extreme practices. Right now, when you are watching an American movie or a British film, and you see people, some of these same sex sexual sins, are you shocked? Are you still shocked? You are not shocked. In fact, I had one of my Christian stars who doesn't wear earring. She doesn't wear earring, go. And she was watching this thing while I was coming into it. And I said, so when I saw it, she tried to forward the scene. And I said, why are you forwarding now? We are all one in Christ. I said, she said, because you are here. I said, so if I was not here, she said, I'll watch it. But she doesn't wear earring. So look well before you go and put your head and say you prayed that God told her. Told you that the music director of the church is your wife. Go and check very well. Because people, our faith has become very accommodating. And then you come for deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority in the name of Jesus. The spirits are comfortable and they are smiling. Because they know that as long as you keep praying like this, this person will not be free. Until you identify the doors and shut them. Another doorway that Satan exploits is rape. When a person has been raped or abused as a young child, or at some point, you know, Satan can take that door, because this is a part that people try to forget. They don't want to remember that pain. And Satan stays there. So by the time the thing begins to fight, 10 years, 15 years, nobody looks at it and says, oh, something happened 15 years ago. Those doors are open wide. Come on, say God have mercy. This particular one is not something anybody will wish for. But Satan exploits it. And please, if you are here, a brother, also understand that brothers can be abused. Yes. You see someone as tall as Femi. But he can be abused. But you may never know, because now he's a spiritual person. But that scar is there. And he will not talk about it unless you give him mic. And he say, in Jesus' name, tell us the truth. Then Femi will start confessing. A lot of guys were exposed prematurely to this adult world. And the people just tried to be matured about it. But they were exposed.
If you have, God forbid, if you have had to deal with something like this kind of abuse and rape and all of that, you need to stand before God and let that door be closed completely. And most likely, you cannot do it yourself. Are you with me? Most likely, except the Lord just mercifully helps you, you cannot really undo it yourself. Hallelujah. Is something wrong with this mind? They are in the spirit. They're focused on everything except the microphone. See, the devil doesn't like this message. Should I change the mic?
Hallelujah.
I will preach this message. If they like, they should give me American visa. If they like, they should not give me American visa. I will say my own. What number are we now?
Blood covenants.
Tell your neighbor, blood is life. You see, there is only one item in the realm of the spirit that the heavens recognize, that hell recognize. It's called blood. That's why God could not say, in the name of my son, anybody that believes in him from today will be saved. No, he had to die. Blood covenant. You stood under the tree with Kule when you were 8 years and you are practicing cutting yourselves and doing certain things and say, if I do not marry you, let thunder strike me. Let me be childless. And you say it was as a small child. Yale, you are smiling. I hope you did not participate. Are you with me now? There were things we watched in those days. Some of you did not watch all those videos, but some of us had the black and white TV and we watched it. Where people will stand under the tree or in the bush. If it's an Igbo film, it will be in the bush where they will just be taking each other's blood and swearing to the god of the tree that if they do not marry themselves, if I deny you, if I betray your love, if I betray your love, may I never know peace. Tell your neighbor, blood is life. Don't be fooled. He said, for the life of the flesh is contained where? Inside the blood. Why is it that you may find a 3, 4, 5 generations, all of them having the same disease? Amen. Oh, this one has cancer, this one has cancer. Because it's in the blood, it's in the genetics. Abraham loved very fair women. It's in the blood. Isaac loved fair women. It's in the blood. Even the other one, what's his name? Jacob. Oh. That one, if there's anything more than fear, he loves. The life of the flesh is where? That is why you may find that you are doing certain things that you didn't know your parents or your mom could do or was doing. But when they just say, just like a mother, it's in the blood. You don't need to be with your mom to do it. It's coded in genetics. So when you enter into blood covenant, when you enter into blood covenant, I wish there are some things I could say, but we have children here, so I don't want to mess up their minds. You know, my time is up. Oh God, this number 7, and I still have up to 14 to go. So I really don't know. I have something else for second service, but it's okay. A blood covenant is a blood sacrifice. It's not just that thing you thought you were doing. It's a sacrifice in the realm of the spirit. It's not cheap. It's not you trying to give somebody an assurance. It's not, that's why even when it has to do with office, when you are joining a new association, financial accounting, when you are being called to buy, you take the oath, right? You take... It's not as cheap. Blood is life. Blood is life. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. My time is up. I really don't know. I'm really confused now because I don't want to break this flow. The scripture says, do not touch the unclean thing. Do not touch the cursed thing, and I will what? I will receive you. That's what the scripture says. And peradventure, you know, I'll see if I can continue this in second service. But as I'm teaching this, I want you to be thinking. I want you to be thinking, because some of us, we don't really think deeply. I want you to be thinking about things that have been going on in your house. Things that you were, that you saw as a young child. Like that prophet that came to my house and was sprinkling salt within the perimeter of our compound. It took me years later in my understanding of the occult to realize that salt is usually used to mark territories in the spirit. I didn't know. And then things became very bad for my family. Don't kneel down before anybody just because he's wearing a garment, a white garment, red garment, or is, or he says you should come and bow down to one image, even if it's the image of Mary. I don't know what Mary looks like. I don't know. The Bible says do not bow down to any graven image. It's in the Bible. Forget about the person talking. Check the Bible. These are ways people open doorways to satanic manipulations. So I want you to take your time. I want you to really think deeply. Because as the Lord begins to guide your mind, you will be seeing doors that you need to close. Some of you are fighting battles that you have inherited from your parents, but you didn't know. And your parents were telling you that there's something in Yoruba they call Ajo. Eh? I don't know how to interpret that in English now. But if you know the word, you can borrow me. It's like trying to... It's like efforts you are making. Like everything I'm doing for you, they are personal efforts so that your life will be good. So they take you to this Baba and they tell you, don't think about the altar. Don't think about the fact that it's an herbalist. Just look at it that the efforts I am making for your life, your future to be good. You know, I don't know if I'm explaining it the right way, but so it's like personal effort. Don't worry about the source. Don't worry about the source. It's God that answers prayers. If God wants to use this man to do the miracle, he will use him. It doesn't matter if he's under the tree or under the calabash. Also, if just have faith in God, God can use anybody. And they marked territories around you. And now you are in a technological world that does not recognize those operations. So now who can help you? Because you go to church and everything you hear is God is good, God is good, God is going to change your life. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout seven hallelujahs. Even your pastor is not trained in spiritual warfare. Like the pastor that I went to preach for in Benin City. And I told him, I said, every one of your choir members are possessed, all of them. He said, help me deliver. I said, me? I wonder how much be now money. How much now they pay me? Self? I carry my money, come here. Make I come, they pursue. This thing. Just, I better make I preach. They go say, please. I said, these ones will destroy you. I start send all of them out. If you are not yellow, light skin, you can't be choir. It's one of the boxes you must check. You are yellow, okay. Go to the choir. Black, go to prayer. If you are yellow, small, go to usher. Those are the ones that attract people to church. They destroyed the man, destroyed his marriage. Today, the man is divorced. But I warned him. You are going to a place like Benin City, you don't understand spiritual warfare. You just think it's by speaking through your nose. Or you are going to Bayelsa, where they are very strong, revivifying spirits. You are going there, you are saying new creation reality. New creation reality that you cannot call on the God of heaven and fire will come now. Is that one new creation reality? New creation reality puts you in a point of advantage. Are you with me? It puts you in a position of advantage. When they come, you tell them, even you and your gods, you shall be brought down today. But it is because of your knowledge of who Christ is. Not to be teaching and quoting Greek and Hebrew. Meanwhile, not you don't have power. Today, we repent before the Lord and we declare that the blood of Jesus will flow and begin to close every door. That the blood of Jesus will begin to close every door. Now, these curses are not, a Christian cannot be cursed, but a Christian may be oppressed in ignorance if he doesn't know. So I pray for you again in the name of Jesus. From today, you will walk in complete freedom. Whatever is hidden in the darkness, creating wrong information around your destiny, creating a lot of noise around your destiny, today in the name of Jesus, we shut those doors down. Every utterance in the spirit manifesting as delay. Manifesting as delay. And you thought you are the one waiting. You didn't know it was delay. Today, we recover time for you. There are some people, no matter what they do, even if everybody is doing it and they are making money and they are prospering, the day they start, they will make loss. But you also saw the pattern in your father, you saw the pattern in your mother. But today, we administer the blood of Jesus and we shut that door completely. Blood covenants, they can open doorways to Satan. You have to be very careful. You have to be very cautious. There is no ignorance of the law. Blood covenants are very serious. There's nothing like I do not know. I was not aware. What number was that? So number 8, observing Halloween. Halloween. Some of you don't know what Halloween is. You can Google it up. But it's a Celtic festival that is being. People wear fancy clothes. They try to make it look interesting. They try to ward off ghosts and even spirit. It's the day of the dead. So now you find a lot of celebrity during Halloween. They try to be part of it. But it's an occultic festival. As a Christian, there's no Christian Halloween. You know, and the funny thing is that because some of us spiritually, we are not even strong. You now participate in some of these things and you say it's just a ceremony. And then you open a doorway to Satan. Unfortunately, between the day you sow the seed and the day the seed begins to bring forth fruit, you may not even remember that it was what you did. And some will even dress up for their children. Some of them wear masks of ghosts. And, you know, they do all kind of weird stuff. So you have to be careful. And don't encourage anybody. Don't say it's modernization. In the spirit realm is very old. They don't subscribe to trend. The spirit realm does not subscribe to trend. The rules are the rules. It's a very legal system. Alright? So you have to stay away from all ancient practices, occultic practices like Halloween. They are not for Christians. It's for them, but not for us. Number 9. Indulging sexually charged music. Sexually what? Charge music. They open doors. Doors to satanic oppression, manipulation. You know. And that's why you find that those are the songs that trend. You know, I could have come to you and be using King James language. But so that without any doubt, if you speak a little English, you should understand what I'm saying. You don't need to check any Greek word or Hebrew word. Just understand what I'm saying. Sexually charged music. That can make you misbehave. You know some of those songs, you hear them on Instagram, on the radio. These songs are there, sexually charged. The moment you start listening, in fact, the beats are so powerful, you'll find yourself moving your hand in some, it looks like a trend, but you have to be sensitive. Alright? Don't forget that the scripture says Satan uses wiles, schemes. Satan will never come out and say this thing is evil. He will package it with large doses of neutrality. Something that, okay, not good, not bad. But you do that, and over time, you find that you begin to get, you know, oppressed. For those, many of you go to the gym. You say you are working out. Is it Christian song they are playing there? Is it Christian dance? Then you now say you don't have prayer life. How do you justify that? I'm not saying you should not go to the gym. All I'm telling is that be wise. Most of the things that are happening to Christians in Lagos, they say, oh, they cannot pray. Pastor, I don't know what's happening to me. They are just, they are not really because they are not praying your 5 minutes. Most of the time, it's these other things that are draining you. When you go and some of these gym instructors, they are very ungodly. They will tell you to do like this, you do like this, and you do like this, and then you do like this. And you too, brother, that you are battling with lust, you went to stay behind a lady that they are doing like this. And you know that you need deliverance, but you went to stand behind. You didn't come to my own gym. My own gym that is in my room, where we pray all through the day. You didn't come. You spent 25,000. They now put you behind all this, you know. And really, it seems to me that this whole gym thing is just a legitimate way of being nude. Okay. Am I still here? Do you understand? Shall I go deeper? So, I'm just trying to help you. Some of you are angry, but it's not really about me. I don't have the anointing for gym. Because I know what I'm still battling with. I can't go there. And Satan is so smart. They will arrange you close to your spec. Oh, it's like you know about that. You know, you just realize that while you are there, say, sir, what's wrong? Are you tired? Don't be tired. Oh yeah. You are connecting with, you are already having a soul tie. You don't even know you can get soul tie by looking at someone's eyes. Some of you don't know. They now get, sir, so what's your name? I'm Ineka. Ineka. So how often do you come here? Say, no, okay, which days? So you start coming on the days. No, but not most pastors will not tell you this one. Because I don't want to offend you. But me, I want to offend you. I was talking to a dear friend, and you know, and she was like, she told me what she had eaten that morning, that afternoon. And I said, that's a whole lot of food for the day. And she became offended. Are you saying I eat too much? I said, no, I only said that's a whole lot of food for the day. So I had to apologize. I said, I didn't, it's your stomach. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. Dalu, I'm sorry. She said, no, because she lives abroad. The next day she called me to apologize. She said, what I didn't know is that she later occurred that maybe it was the Holy Spirit talking through me. I said, how? I already apologized. It can't be the Holy Spirit again. She said that day that we spoke, she was just coming from the hospital because she had an eating disorder. Are you still here? The innocent brother in Nigeria did not know, but he spoke by the Spirit. The doctors were checking her stomach, saying you have an eating disorder. That's why your food is not digesting. They started giving out kind of name. Then she calls me randomly. And then I said, that's a whole lot of food. So she was offended until when she dropped the line. The Holy Spirit said, did you hear what he said? You are angry at the wrong person. This guy told you are eating too much. She now stood in front of the mirror. She said, so I'm so sorry. It's like the Holy Spirit rebuked me. I said, if it's the Holy Spirit, no problem. But me, I've apologized too. And I don't want problem. I'm sorry. Oh, say no. I'm the one that should be saying sorry. I say, so you get it. You get it finally. So don't play smart. The devil is an old one. He's an old devil. You know your weakness. Don't sit around it. If you want to gym, come. I will tell you the things you will do. Stay away from sexually charged music. Don't allow your children go to parties where they are playing all those strange occultic music in the name of trend. And they ask you to please allow your children to come. No, my children will even come to your house. Even if you are my blood brother, if I don't know the God you serve, my children will not come to your house. I don't want to leave your place and be fighting battles I know nothing about. I would rather allow my children to come and stay in your house for 3 days than to go to some other places. And I'm being serious with you. Are you here? Number what? Stay away from New Age practices. New age. The universe is working for me. Today as I go out, I have positive energy, positive vibes, but positive affirmation. I have found that I am wealthy, that I am healthy, that only good things are happening to me. Money is attracted to me. The good guys are attracted to me. I am manifesting. When you hear manifesting, it's new age, oh. Hey! When you hear our own manifesting is not their own, no. Please, you got. Oh, you people know. Oh. You are manifesting. You mean demons? You are manifesting demons. You say, I'm manifesting. I'm showing up. You hear those things, they sound very nice. Hey, new age. Do you know the concept behind new age? Who knows the concept behind new age? Do you know that when Christian, you know, the Hindu guys, they wanted to penetrate into the West and Africa. So they looked at Africa. How was, despite our black culture, how was the white man able to penetrate our continent? They said, oh, they came with education. They came with health services. And while giving us education and SF, they brought the gospel. All right? How did Islam spread? They spread by the sword. They also spread by there are different types of jihad. So there's the jihad by the sword. There's the jihad by reproduction. The immigration. They come, they migrate to an area. They look like they are weak. Then they start replicating. They replicate so much that almost half of France now is Islam. Spain, gone. UK now, many of their top politicians are Muslims. But they come in looking weak. Oh, we just want a better life for our people. Oh, they are in Canada now. They are spreading. They know if they bring the sword, you will not allow them. So they come, they look weak, and they start replicating. Because they know that all these countries, they don't really have, their birth rate is very low. So they are not fighting a battle for today. They are looking at 50 years from now. You will wake up one day and find that there will be a sheikh in central London. It's a plan, it's a strategy. They all understand that plan. It is just you that sit in church. That's why when you refuse to share the gospel or win souls, or invite people. Then one day you will wake up your best friend whose name is Timothy. He will tell you that he's now a Muslim. Meanwhile, go and read the Quran. There is nowhere in the Quran. There is nowhere. And I challenge everybody to go and read the Quran and come back and tell me what I'm saying. There's nowhere in the Quran where it is written that the Quran is the word of God. The name of Muhammad showed up only 4 times in the Quran. So to understand the Quran, you must understand the Hadith. All right. The problem is that they read our book, we don't read theirs. So you can't even face them. Intellectually, they knock you down. All right, today is not for that. But number what? Bitterness, abuse, rejection can open the door to Satan in your life in a very brutal way. You will never trust anybody. You always think people coming around you, they are trying to use you or take advantage of you because of past painful experiences. These are doors that Satan can exploit. Past abuse, bitterness, unforgiveness, and I talked about that in the first service, and rejection. Number what now? Abortion. Abortion. Don't say God will forgive. Hello? There are some things people really come back from. Some are not so lucky. Abortion is child sacrifice. Child sacrifice. Like the brother I was sharing with you in Australia that I was praying with, that I said they've been trusting God for a child. But while I was praying with him, the Lord revealed to me that the wife was responsible for the death of a person. And I asked, I said, the Lord says your wife is responsible for it, and that you know about it. He said, no. You see, that's why in the prophetic, you have to be accurate, so that you can even argue with people on the prophecy. Because people, many times, tend to lie. They want to test you. But even though these days now I've decided if you want to lie, we allow you to lie so that you can be suffering alone. I told him, I said, the Lord says you know about it. And I said, your wife committed abortion. Some people don't think abortion is murder. That's why he was saying there's nothing like that. He said, yes, it's true. She was with somebody before. Then she wanted to pull out. She was already pregnant. So they had to organize for an abortion so that he could now marry her. I said, now, so you can see that the problem is not that your wife cannot get pregnant. A door has been opened. Some of you made for... Okay, well. Some people say it was something they did while on campus 10 years ago. That means the door that was opened is 10 years old. You can't just wish it away. That door, there must be repentance, genuine repentance. Not that you say, because it's 10 years ago, God has forgotten, I've also forgotten. No, 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 sir. No, sir. Now, speaking about rejection, for those of you who are trusting God for children, or you thought you are not having children, your wife is now pregnant, and you are now saying, oh, I didn't plan for this baby again. Is he at 45? You have to be careful about your words, because those things could affect the baby. The baby may come into the world, and I have a friend like that, who was exposed to negative words, because by the time his parents had him, they were not legally married. So it was like a thing of shame when they had him. Because of that, you look at all the children in that house, that first child, he looks like a recluse. He looks like he's not part of the family, or like he's not connecting well, like he's rejected for many years. But it was later we began to trace him. Now I realize that this was the source. To deal with all this thing, you must find the source, not just what is happening. Go to where it started. I'm telling you why many people pray, and it seems they are not getting a headway, no breakthrough. You have to go and identify these things. There are people who grew up in homes where their mom used to rain curses on them early in the morning. If your mom happens to wake up before you, it will send a thunderbolt curse to your room. Pop! And then you wake up. And you know, if it's a Yoruba person, there's a way we can describe. Yoruba people can be descriptive with curses. They can tell that you are a young girl, you are sleeping at 7 a.m. I don't know where I got you from. Maybe it was from God or Satan, because you are behaving like a daughter of Belial. They say it in a way that those words enter your spirit. What's our spirit? They enter into your spirit. You think it's nothing, and then you wonder why in the future you are battling with it. And then because you are not prophetic in your disposition, you are not able to know the kind of prayers to pray early. So this is not to magnify Satan. I'm just telling you so that in case you need to pray, you know, 3 days, take 3 days out. And my belief is that you can actually deal with these things once and for all. Not that you'll be going three months for tonic, spiritual tonic on the express. They will be doing quarterly deliverance for you. No. You can actually identify these things and deal with them. Please tell your neighbor, deal with them. Okay. Let me rest my case here. We also talk about vows. Things that can open the door to Satan. Vows that are broken. I will marry you. No, but no Jupiter. No Jupiter. If I do not marry, let this ground reject me. You made a sincere promise, except that you don't control the future. You don't know what will happen. That girl also tells you she loves you. Is just waiting to get her visa before she tells you goodbye. Nobody knows what is going to happen to you. God forbid, the person could have an accident. But the words have been spoken. Nothing will separate us. I swear. Things that we say with so much emotions, but which we fail to keep. You have to be careful. Don't tell anybody you are the only love of my life. God is the only one who qualifies for that title. Because anything can happen to either of you. Nobody knows when anybody is going to die. There's nobody signed any contract that, okay, this marriage will be for 40 years. Now, risk all of us take. Are you with me now? So, nobody plans to lose a spouse. But these things happen. So don't go and tie your, you know, Don't go and tie your... What, the moment a spouse dies, that contract is, or that covenant is over. And if it's to be, if it's like in my own culture, after 1 year, they will come to you and say, you need to move on as a brother. But it is the woman that suffer. If she marries 1 year after, they will say, ah, look at her, she's the one that killed the man. But if it's the brother, they will say, even before 1 year, they will be saying, she has gone to rest with the Lord. You also have to make effort so that your children... Then that one too will come in and give birth to triplet. The new one. So you become a father of many nations. Be careful about vows. Vows, things that you say, even in business. Things that you say, but you have no intention of keeping. I will see you by 8 a.m. When you wake up, I'm going to be the first person that you are going to see. But when you say 8 a.m. in Lagos, what it means is that... I'll see you. It doesn't mean it. Finally, worshipping other gods except the Lord. You know? Worshipping other gods except the Almighty God. It opens a massive door of oppression against a man. Let's read very quickly Joshua 6:18, and I'll rest my case there. Are you blessed this morning? Look at this. Joshua 6:18. Can you see it on your screen? And you, in any wise, keep yourself from the accursed thing. Lest you make yourselves, what? Accursed. Keep yourselves, so that you will not be cursed. When you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble. I think this has to do with the story of Achan. So I rest this matter at your case, at your feet, so that you can be careful, you can be cautious. Don't say it's New Yam Festival or something people are doing in your village. Don't say your people, you are the one with that carries the masquerade in the village, so you have to go home and show solidarity. Stay away from these things. We are Christians. I know this message is not popular, but please, for the sake of, if there's a problem, we should be able to trace what exactly the problem is. Not that you'll be going from festival to festival. They invite you in your friend's house. They invite you at the office. Your boss is also a chief in his village. And they are doing something. And you go there. Or you are, you know. At the end of the day, pastor is praying. It looks like pastor is not anointed. No. This person needs to repent. Hallelujah.